We're busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do. We're busy going nowhere, isn't it just a crime? We like to be unhappy, but we never do have the time.
I have to watch the river to see that it does.
Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan on Audioboo. Are we getting lazy? Is the modern world becoming so blooming lazy? Well, I think so. I remember years ago, and not so long ago, and I've been reared with, and I'm at such an age as to have grown up and endured through doing things for myself, doing things for yourself. I don't necessarily mean in the DIY sense of home repairs. I think that train needs looked at. It just seems to me as I journey through life at the moment, whether it's walking up the town or driving along, that people in general have become lazy, that the modern generations are so lazy. And I say that because who washes their car now? How many people actually takes time to wash their car? You know, around this area, there's so many car washes, people queuing up, actually causing congestion at times on the main roads, to get in or out of car washes, getting them jet cleaned and with chemicals, by the way, which most of you, or most of them, don't realise were developed for the abattoir section or sector of life. Powerful acids to destain and kill off bacteria when they wash down the inside of abattoirs on a weekly basis. Yes, that's the chemicals they're using to wash your car down. See that lovely white foam that goes all over your car? Well, that's why it cleans your car so nice. It's probably taking all your wax polish and you're damaging your paintwork and everything. Okay, so that's the technical part for car washes. But it's not just that. There's so many valeting companies going about now. Valeted. Have your car valeted at your door. We'll come and do a full valet at your car. Hoover it out and clean your dashboard and polish your mirrors and paint your tyres. We'll do all that for you. Just give us 50 quid here. What about nail bars? This town, this moderately sized town, which is growing rapidly, of course, nail bars everywhere. Even the hairdressers have nail bars. You know, people who go in and get someone else to trim and paint their fingernails, do their toenails. People sitting in a big chair with a big coffee and cake in their hand, and someone else lifting their feet up to do their toenails or a pedicure. I guess a lot of them nowadays can't do their toenails because they can't reach them for physical reasons, if you know what I'm trying to say. But that's by the by. Hairdressers, yes, there was also always hairdressers, but now they're all doing shaves. In this town I know, and probably the same throughout, so many Polish and Eastern European businesses popping up, taking over all kinds of shops and stores and turning them into razors, barbers, hot shave, hot wax, just like your car. Young men I've seen sitting in chairs getting a shave with a cutthroat razor, sitting back enjoying themselves, getting their head massaged while they're there. Yes, that's true. What happened to shaving yourself? Taking time, taking a bit of pride in getting that last wee bristle off your face and then slapping on your old Ennery, the old aftershave, splash it on cedar wood or Old Spice or all the modern stuff. My personal favourite is Aramis, by the way, in case you think of sending me any. But it just seems that everyone nowadays, and that's not everyone, I know, I'm generalising, you know I'm generalising, but the modern age now seems to be that get someone else to do it for you and pay them to do things that you should be doing yourself. You're perfectly capable. This morning at breakfast, my wife had the telly on in the kitchen, and it was not Emmerdale, my God, she wouldn't watch Emmerdale. It was Heartbeat, you know, up there in Goathland in the North Yorkshire Moors. And part of a scene that I spotted was a guy out in his shirt sleeves, rolled up, polishing his Ford console. My dad had one of those, and took great pride in washing and polishing that every week. And when I grew up and I got past my driving test at 17, that was the rule. I got a loan of the car, so long as I put petrol in, and I washed and polished that car for him. Cleaned it inside out, never a mess. And I took pride in that, even to the extent of using black boot polish for the tyres. You've no idea how that works. What a gorgeous and natural shine. But there's no pride now. Get someone else to do it. Just earn the money. Earn more money. Pay them to do it. What's going on? I'm trying to think of other things. There's something else in my head that I saw, and I thought, good grief, it's actually paying to have that done. It's shocking. And it's, I suppose it's a modern culture. But why? Why do people not take any pride in doing things themselves anymore? And again, I'm not talking about putting up a set of shelves in your house or painting your fence. But all those things that you can take pride in, looking after your own car or scooter or motorcycle, and sitting down after you've finished and looking at it and saying, God, that's looking good. I've put 2 or 3 hours of work into that, and that shine's come up glorious. I don't know if, does anyone ever actually do that now and look at, you know, let's do half the bonnet. It looks good, it looks shiny, let's do half the bonnet. And you do half the bonnet, and then you move your head from side to side, and you see your reflection is even brighter and clearer in the bit you've just done. And take a break, right, I'm going to go round the car and do all this. What about shaving yourself? Taking the pleasure of a nice new blade, taking your time and getting it all off. Paint your own nails. The stuff's in the store. My God, the stores are full of nail varnish and nail extensions and all that kind of stuff. But why pay someone else to do it? Do it yourself, for God's sake. Take pride. Take the time. Sit back and look at what you've done, not what someone else has done. They're sitting back and saying, this is great, you know. Yeah. She comes in every week and gets her toenails done and her fingernails done and sits there, and I'll give her a coffee and a cream cake just to keep her occupied. And she'll pan me 20 quid or 30 quid to have it done. It may sound like I'm moaning, but it's not, and I'm not complaining. But it is an observation, or observations on modern life, that so many tasks that pride can be taken in when you've achieved that task. I'm not saying necessarily, you know, shaving yourself or doing your fingernails or toenails is gloriously prideful. Is that a word? Proudful? seeing your car washed and polished and gleaming and hoovered out. Like a new car, even if it's an old car, it just looks like a new car when you've done it. So many things going on nowadays. People just, they've abandoned that. And if this continues, what's the next generation going to be like? What's the kiddies now, at 3 and 4 year old? What are they going to be like? Because they go through life, as we all do, by example. They watch and listen. Are they going to grow up? Is someone going to look back in 50 years, 100 years' time, archive footage of someone actually washing and polishing their own car or shaving themselves? Here's what we used to do. We used to get this thing called a safety razor, you know, and you put cream on your face and yeah, this glides down, you know, with the lubricant strip, and it takes all your, but my God, did people actually put a razor blade to their face? My God. We've got the new thing up the street there, you know, that I've been going to for years, and you just pop this big thing over your head and your bristles are all gone. It's called Imac Hood. Sounds Egyptian, doesn't it, Imac Hood? No, I'm jesting now, but there is a serious note to this, and it is that, you know, month by month, year by year, I notice all the things that people have given up doing. They just can't be bothered to do it anymore. And take no pride. Well, how can you take pride? People say take pride in your appearance. Well, you can take pride in your appearance if you've just come out the boutique and just had your hair done by someone and your face and makeup all done. Oh, and I remember what the other thing is now. Eyebrow plucking. That seems to be a great thing now. Yeah, you go into Superdrug or somewhere else and there's a lass in there with a bit of twine between her teeth and plucking away at this person's eyebrows, taking all the loose strands out, trimming them right down. I remember when I was in the 60s, I remember seeing girls doing that when I went to the dancing. They'd get their wee compact out with the mirror and their tweezers, and they'd have a good look and find that stray eyebrow hair and pluck the bugger out. Just seems a damn shame now that people are abandoning the simple things in life, and as we all know, it's the simple things in life that give the best joy and the best satisfaction. It's a shame, but I guess it's modern culture that will continually roll on, and so many everyday tasks will be abandoned bit by bit till we're all sloths driving in our four tracks, which will just get bigger and bigger, and driving to the mega centre that deals with every aspect of our historic or historically driven tasks and items that we used to do ourselves. We'll just pay everyone else to do it for us. The only thing that'll be left to do on your own is die. You can do that yourself. Or maybe, like Logan's Run, that'll all be seen to as well by the time you get to the age of 40. You've had it, chum. Time to go. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed my observations. Bye for now.
We never do have the time. Never do have the time.